Vayter in Shas Bir and Daf Beis and Maseches Megillah. A Mazel Tov for all those Mesayimim, Maseches Tainis. Welcome to all those joining us and those rejoining us for Maseches Megillah. This should be quite exciting. A quick breakdown of what we're about to do. Firstly, we're going to see the Mishnah. They're going to speak about the days that we read Megillas Esther on. Generally, it's the 14th or the 15th of Adar. And we're going to see that there's some wild cards. Wild cards, 11th, 12th, and 13th. The Mishnah will then break down when that applies. Then we're going to jump into the Gemara. Where do we see that the wild card days are alluded to? The Machlokes of Yochanan Rishon ben Achmini, either from the word Bizmanehem or from the word Kayamim, and why each one doesn't hold like the other ones. We're then going to see a statement from Yochanan, which we're going to teyuftasize and knock him out, and then find an interesting statement there of Ashi at Akasha, of two different ideas, and two different Rabbi Yehudas seem to be contradicting, and he fixes that. Then we get to the next part of the Mishnah, and that is that the walled cities from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, that they read in the 15th, how do we know that? Then we're going to jump into that we find that we party on that day, but lav dafka that we read the Megillah, how do we know that? And lastly, we're going to jump into that our Mishnah doesn't go like a Rishon ben Karcha, and we explain why he holds what he does and why Aratona holds like he does. And that's going to bring us to the end of today's daf. Without further ado, let's begin. Zokt the Heilige Mishnah. Megillah Nikris Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Dal, Betes Vav. The Megillah will be read on either the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th. Lo Pachos v'lo Yoser. Not less and not more, meaning not before the 11th and not after the 15th. Karachan and Mekafen Chom and Moshe B'Shua Nun. If you have cities, walled cities from the times of Yehoshua ben Nun, means they had a wall the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, they read it when? Karn Betes Vav. They read it on the 15th. Kefarim, Vayaris Gedolos, villages and large cities, Karim B'Yudal, they read on the 14th. So far we see quite simply, to make it very simple, we have the 15th is walled cities from the times of Yehoshua ben Nun, and then we have, if it's not walled city, if it's a village, or if it's an unwalled city, then they read it on the 14th. That is the norm, but now we come up with these wild cards, and that's what the Mishnah says. Ella, Shakfarim, Makdimim liyom haKenisa. The Kfarim can bring it earlier and they can read on Yom HaKenisa. What's Yom HaKenisa, you ask? I'm glad you asked. So Rashi points out that it's the third line, El Shakfarim Makdimim liyom haKenisa, Klomar, Me'achash Mukafim Karim Tesvav. Since we know the walled cities live on the 15th, Fisha'im Mukafim Karim B'Yodal, they live on the 14th. So everything's included. What else is there? Where do you find 11, 12, and 13? Rather, the Kfarim Nosnim Chachamim Rishus, the Chachamim gave them Rishus, they allowed them to lahaktim kriyasa liyom haKenisa. They could go ahead, make their reading earlier to the Yom HaKenisa, to the day of gathering. What's the day of gathering? Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. We'll see what that is. Yom HaKenisa. Yom Sheni B'Shabbos Shelefnei Yudalad O Chamishi B'Shabbos Shehu Yom HaKenisa. Now, it's either the Monday or Thursday that falls out before Yudalad. Now, what's that? What's Yom HaKenisa? Shakfarim Miskansin Le'ayarus Le'mishpat. When people would have to have some sort of judgment, they would come in on Mondays and Thursdays because the Batei Dinim would sit in the cities on Mondays and Thursdays. It's Takanas Ezra, like the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Pei Beis says. Vakfarim Einim Bekiyim Likros. They're not Bekiyim. They're not experts who know how to read. The villagers. You know, they're not Tamei Chachamim. So therefore, Tzrichim Shikra'enu Lehem Echad Mibne'er. They need someone to read it from them, from the city. V'lo Tzrichim Chachamim Lehis'acher V'lo V'biyom Yudalit. And they don't burden them to have to come again on the 14th. Sometimes it'll be on the 13th, sometimes it'll be on the 11th. So we're going to see that there are times they're going to pop in, they're coming in anyway. We don't make them have to go back. You know, they go back home and come back in again to hear it because they're already there. We don't want to burden them. So that's what it says. Kesat, how does that work? Chalios Yudalit Bishini. If Yudalit, meaning the 14th of Adar, falls out to be on Yom Sheni, that falls out on Monday, then what do? Then Kfar Vayeres Gedores Karim B'Yom, they read on that day, because Mondays and Thursdays are the days that they have them convening. So we have the Kfarim, which is the villages. Vayeres Gedores, the big cities. They read on that day, on the 14th, it's a Monday, and they'll be there. People will be around. Umakafas Chalim in Lamachar. And then the walled cities, they read it the next day, which ends up being the 15th. So far, so good. Chalios Bashlisha Revi, if it falls out on the 14th or if the 14th falls out, if Yudal falls out on Tuesday or on Wednesday, then what do we do? Kfarim Makdimal Yom HaKenisa, they go back to the Yom HaKenisa, which shall either be, again, if it's on a Tuesday, then which is the 14th, then it's going to be on the 13th. If it's Wednesday, it's going to be on the 12th. So we find that Kfar Makdim Liyom HaKenisa, they go earlier. Vayor is Gadol, it's Karba Miyom. The big cities, they always read it on that day. It was good, the 14th. And then the walled cities read it the next day, which is going to be Friday, right? What, Thursday or Friday? Now, I'm sorry, if it was Tuesday or Wednesday, then it's going to be Wednesday or Thursday. Chalios B'chemishi, what happens if it falls out on the 15th? Can I keep doing that? What if the 14th falls out on a Thursday, then Kfar Vayeres Gedos Kol Bayom, they read it on that day, right? Because we know that the Kfar Vayeres Gedos, it's a Thursday, and therefore it's a Yom HaKenisa, as well as the fact that it is the 14th. So therefore, the unwalled cities read it then. And the walled cities read it the next day, is going to be the 15th. Chalios Erev Shabbos, now's where things get a little bit different. What happens if it falls on Erev Shabbos? So that's, we have the 14th is Erev Shabbos. So Kfarim, the they makdimim the Yom HaKenisa, they go back one day earlier to the Yom HaKenisa. And Vayeres Gedolos Umukofes Choma Karm Bayom. Now the Chiddush here is that the Mukofes Choma are reading on the 14th this year, right? So the big cities they read on Friday because that's the 14th for them. It's fine. Mukofes Choma Karm Bayom, they read it on that day as well. Why do they read it that day as well? Because they can't do it on Shabbos. The reason we can't do it on Shabbos, we're going to see Gzera the Rabbah, or where they're going to come to carry something, and that is a problem. Chalios b'Shabbos, wa-wa-wa-bis. If it falls down on Shabbos, the 14th falls on Shabbos, then Kfarim, Vayores Gedolos, not fascinating. Kfarim, they go in the Makdimu Kar on the Yom HaKenisa, they read on the Yom HaKenisa on the Thursday. And the Yores Gedolos also, even though they should normally read on the 14th, but it's on Shabbos and they can't do that, so they pull it back to Yom HaKenisa, which is on Thursday, that ends up being on the 12th. Umukofes Choma Lamacha, and then those that are Umukofes Choma, they have walled city, they go ahead and they read it the next day on Sunday, which ends up being the 15th, so that's hunky-dory for them. Chalios Acha Shabbos, what happens if it falls out on a Sunday? Then Kfarim, Makdim Yom HaKenisa, they pull back the Yom HaKenisa, which is going to end up being Thursday, which is the 11th. Vayeres Gedolos, Karm Bayom, big cities read on that day, it's Sunday. Umukofes Choma Lamacha, they read it the next day, Friday. What am I talking about on Friday? They read on Monday. Beautiful. So far, so good. Now the Gemara goes, like we said, the next stage was, he's going to ask a question, and that is, where do we learn this this wild card days from? But first the Gemara asks a little interestingly. Megillah Nikres B'Yud Aleph. The fact that we said Megillah is read on Yud Aleph, I mean, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Minolad. Where do we know that from, that it's read on Yud Aleph? Now, it's an interesting point. We're saying, where do we know that from? Minolan kid the Binulimba come on, says, what do you mean, where do we know from? Like, we're gonna need to say later on. The Gemara is gonna come up on Daf Dalid that's gonna discuss Chachamim Hekilu al Kfarim Lios Makadim and the Makanisa. Like Rashi mentioned that the Kfarim, even though it's a very strange shtickle over here, because you're making it seem like we should have known this already, when the reality is this isn't the Mishnah, so why should we have known this? But all right, put that aside for now. Interesting Tosos, not in this Masechta though. Chachamim Mikilu al Kfarim Lios Makdim Liyom HaKenisa. They were making that to let them go on to Kenyam HaKenisa. Kedei Sheisapku Mayim Muzal Lachem Shebekrachem. In order to go ahead and to give water and food for all of the parties that are going to be going on for the people that live in the towns. Now, what does that mean? Because they get all their stuff from the villages. So the villages go ahead and they bring it in. And once they're bringing it in, they said, hey, you can read it right now. So what are you asking? Where do we know it from? It says, no, I don't know. This is what we were asking. Michli, let's break it down. Kulu Anshe Knesset Gedola Taknenu. It's got to be that the Anshe Knesset Gedola are the ones who set up all of the times when we're going to be having these readings. Because if you want to say there was only the Anshe Knesset Gedola, the only thing they set up was the 14th and the 15th, but not the other days. And also Rabbanon, and then the other Rabbanon came later. They uprooted that which the Anshe Knesset Gedola did, and then they decided to go ahead and make the 11th, 12th, and 13th. That can't be. It's got to be that actually Sixdolov actually wants to set it up. You know why? Because for tonight, we don't have a Mishnah, Nadius. Ain Bezin Yochalavata Devi Bezin Chavero, Elim King Godom Mimena Bechachom Avinyan. You can't have a subsequent Bezin, a Bezin later on, go ahead and uproot and upschlug and up and change that which a previous Bezin did, unless they're greater with them than them in wisdom and in number. And the Mepharshim say that's not going to happen, so that can't happen. So obviously, Elapshita Kulan Shaganesa Gadot Takinu. It's got to be that they're the one ones who establish all the days, the 14th, the 15th, as well as 11th, 12th, and 13th. So therefore, since the ones that they establish, that also Sahecha Ramiza, where do we find that they allude to this concept in the Megillah, in Megillah Sester itself, this concept of 11th, 12th, and 13th? So says the Gemara, this is where we're going to have two different answers. One answer is going to say we learn it from the word Bismanehem. The other one says we're going to learn it from Kayamim. Amr Rav Shem Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Kar, because it says in the Pasuk, L'kayim is Yemeya Purim Ha'ilu Bismanehem, that we have to set up these days of Purim in their times. Now, that's what we're learning it from. Zmanim harbe tiknulem. Many times. What is it saying? Bizman nehem. Just say bizman. Why are you saying to set up these days in their times, plural? Just saying bizman. So we see it must mean a lot of days were established for it. Says the Gemara. Now, hold on 1 second. Hami bayle legufe. You need it for the 14th and the 15th. Bizman nehem is plural, so therefore we know. Don't tell me that that's free to darshan to say that it means 11th, 12th, 13th. Maybe it just means 14th and 15th, which is what it's necessary. We know that we need those also. Says the Gemara, no, im kain, lemikro zman. Let it just say, everything should be done in its zman. My zman nehem. So everything is done in its zman. The zman for the 14th on the 14th, zman 15th and 15th. Why did it say zman nehem? Zmanim tuva must be that there's more than just what meets the eye. In fact, the Gemara, vakatimi boy, they can still say zman o shilzeh, los lo kizman o shilzeh. That really, the reason why it says Bizman Nehem, it's not coming to tell you that it's 11, 12, and 13th. It's still telling you 14th and 15th. It just wants to tell you. Zman would tell you you have to read 14th and 15th. But Zman Nehem is saying you should know that the 14th has to be done on the 14th and the 15th on the 15th. And don't think you can do the 14th on the 15th, the 15th on the 15th, and the 14th. So Zman, nah, and therefore we have no extra to Darshan 11, 12, and 13. So Zman, no, we do. Because Im Kanan, that's what you wanted to teach in Lema Kras Zmanum. Let it say Zmanum. Zman is telling you that they have the 14th on the 14th, the 15th, the 15th. And Zmanum is saying 14th can't be done on the 15th, the 15th can't be done on the 14th. So therefore, Zmanehem is telling you 11, 12, and 13. My Zmanehem, Shamas Mina Kulu. We learn all this out from it. Okay, now says the Gemara, Einma Zmanum Tuva. So why did you stop? Why are you saying that it's 11, 12, 13, 14, 15? Say it's 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, where did you get that it's 11, 12, 13, 14, 15? Says Gemara, Zmanehem dumya de zmanum, because the Zmanehem has to be similar to Zmanum, that's what the drasha goes to, and ma zmanum tre, just like the word Zmanum, meaning their times, talking about the fact of the 14th and the 15th, there'll be dash, and 14th can't be in the 15th, 15th can't be in the 14th. But that's two. Then af zmanehem tre, so to zmanehem, the extra ones also have to be two that we're talking about. We're adding two. So it's like, okay, we're adding two. So the ema tre saru tlesar. Just say that it's the 12th and the 13th. Where'd you get the 11th from? We know 14th and 15th, and we add another two. Where'd you get 11 from? Just say the other two is 12 and 13. Says Mark, the Amar of Shmuel by Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zmakila Lakohu. The 13th was a day of gathering for everyone. Everybody gathered then. Rashi explains that a kol nikulu, everybody gathered together to their enemies, Bein B'Shushan, Bein B'Shamakomos, in all places, to go out and fight. Therefore, we didn't need to actually say that one. V'lo tzarech l'rabu, you have to add it. So Achanami, Yud Gimel Zmakila Lakohu. He, Velotzarech Labu, you don't have to add it in. So therefore, 14th, 15th, we know from, that's the Megillah says the word 14th and 15th. Zmanum comes to tell, that's Zman, each one has to be done. Zmanum tells you this one can't be done and that one. Zmanahem means that it's got to be Dumi the Zmanum, that whatever the extra ones that are coming up has to be like those, and those are two, therefore it's extra two. 13th, we don't need because it's the time everybody gathered together, so therefore it makes sense it should be read on. And that leaves over 11 and 12. It can't be 16 and 17. Rather, it's going to be, oh, that's what I was going to ask right now, 11, 12. Who says it means 11, 12? So we know it's 13, 14, 15. 13 is my key little call. 14 and 15, the Pasuk says. But where did you get that 11, 12? Maybe it should be 16, 17. It says, Gemara, lo yavir, the Pasuk says, and you should not, lo yavir, Leos osim ishtei amem elu, don't pass it by. So we can't be past the 14th and the 15th. It's got to be before, therefore we know 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, bam. Says the Gemara, okay, so far so good, everything is dandy. But now we come with a different answer. Rabbi Shmuel Nachmeni Amar says, no, Amar Kra Kayam Mesher Nachu Behem Ayehude. The Pasuk says, the full on Pasuk is, is that Kayama Meshenachem Mehudim Ayuvim Vachodesh Shanepach Lam Yogun Lesimcha Meivel Liyom Tov Lasa Sosamim Mishta Vesimcha Meshloch Manus Ishloyem Atodos of Yom. Beautiful Pasuk 9:22 in Esther. It should be like those days. Now, what does that mean, like those days? Yamim Kayamim. We have to have days like the days. Like the days means the 14th and 15th. We have to have Yamim like the Yamim, and therefore that's the drasha we make, which means just like those days are two, the 5th and extra two. The Rabbis get Alfi and Beis. In fact, the Gemara of Eretz Yisrael of Talisa, same thing we just said a moment ago. Maybe say it's the 12th and 13th. I'm Rabbi Shlomi. It's like Yud Gimel Zman Kehilah Kolhi, and therefore Velotzei Chibur doesn't have to be included. And therefore, we say that it's 11, 12, 13 is already counted. I Veimish Yisrael of Sifso. Why don't we say 16 and 17th? Well, Lo Yarek Siv. It says you can't go and pass by the time, and therefore it's got to be 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Now, the Gemara asks the obvious question. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, my time of Omer, why is it Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani didn't like to say, mi bizmanehem? What did he have against that? Because he says, zman, zmanom, zmanehem, lo mashmalei. He's not masking to the drasha. It's just too much going on. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba, my time of Omer, kayomim. Why didn't he say, like yom? Why didn't he hold like the other one? Why is he saying zmanehem? As Gemara, Melacha, he says back, ahul doris hudichsef. No, that just means for the generations. Now what? That just like we have from the 14th to 15th, you have to have yamim keyamim. You have to, in the future also, we have to have days like that as well. But not that it's telling you have to have an equal amount of days added on to it. Therefore, it needs a manehem to dash in it. Amar Rav Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, Zudav Rav Akiva Simsa. Rav Chanan said in Rav Yochanan, this shtickle we're talking about in our Mishnah, that he says, zman, zmanim, zmanam, this zman, zmanam, zmanam, this is Rabbi Akiva Simsa, Rav Akiva the Stam. That's who our Mishnah is going like. The dar is man zman is manim. Aval chachamim omrim. Chachamim say ain kornosai ela bezmana. The only time you read it is its own zman, meaning on the 14th and the 15th. There's no such thing as reading it on other days. 11, 12, 13, nothing doing over there. So we're going to see right now, that's his statement, we're going to knock him out. It's going to be a tiyufta. Says the Gemara, so we started to see that our Mishnah is like that. And the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim argue. Frek the Gemara, Meisavei, Frek the Kasha. We have a Braisa, Amrav Yehuda, Amasai. When is it true that we go ahead and we have these wild cards allowed to go, 11, 12, and 13? That's only Bizman Shashanim Kitiknam, when the Zman are set by Kitiknam, by the Beis Din. As she says, Shashanim is Abras, I'll be based in Bezin, one to decide. Vachatash from the month, Hamakachim of Bezin, Shulchan, Shluchim, Lodia, then we go and send Shluchim out. Vishoshim, Admasan, and the Jewish people are living on their land. Aval was Manda Zeb, but nowadays that we're all over the place, whole Mistaklima, we look at it, means we look at a calendar, we have a set fixed calendar, and then when that calendar goes and we figure out based off the calendar, Ein Kornosel, Bezmana, you only read it in its time, which means only on the 14th and the 15th, you don't get past that. Rashi says, Aval bezman hazeh, shapasku kol elu, v'yisrael nifredu, v'lo yigiu shluchi beizden, and we don't have the shlichim running all over like we learned in Rosh Hashanah. So I called Sofen lemikra Megillah. Everybody looks, when did we read the Megillah? V'omim yom yudal ba'adar. We know it's the 14th of Adar is when we read the Megillah. So that's left over 15 days for the end of that month. And then another 15 days until Nisan, that's when we're going to go make Pesach. And if you end up allowing to read on 11, 12, and 13, they're going to make Pesach at the end of 30 days from when they read it, and it's going to end up being that they're going to be eating chametz on the last days of Pesach, thinking that Pesach is already over. So if Abazman is there, holy mistakama, incorrect, El Abazman, we're only reading its time. Okay, so far so good. Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba the Mana. Who's Rabbi Yehuda working in the world of? Who's he going like? Rabbi Kiva, the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva, if you want to say he's going with Rabbi Akiva, I feel bezman hazeh isalai takanta. Clearly, he's not going in the words of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says that even nowadays you're allowed to go ahead and you read it even on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So fascinating, can't be going him. Alive, leaving Rabbanim, must be going in the world of Rabbanim. So when we go ahead and we're actually in charge and we're in our lands, and we go ahead and we read it, we end up reading it before the 14th, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. But according to Rav Yochanan said, he said the Chachamim say the Megillah is never read before the 14th. Therefore, Tiyufta, Rav Yochanan, Tiyufta. Now, some people read it differently. They say, Ikadami, some read it like this. I'm Rav Yochanan, Zut Divrei Rav Akiva Simsa, this Rav Akiva Simsa, Av Chachamim, they say, Bizman Hazeh, Holu Mistaklim Ba, nowadays, now that we look at that day, which is the Purim day, to go and decide when to read it, therefore, Ein Kornosel Bizmana, we only read it in its time, which means only on the 14th and on the 15th. Period. When is it true that we allowed you to go 11, 12, and 13? We saw Shino and Bus at the time that we're rocking the show. But nowadays, since we're looking at it in Kornos HaLabazman, you only read it on the 14th or the 15th, showing that it's against Rav Yochanan, because there is a time the Chachamim, even though they maybe disagree with Rabbi Kiva, there is a time when they would go ahead and say that they would read 11, 12, and 13th, even if it's not now. Now, period, says the Gemara. Rav Ashi says that we've got ourselves a bit of a problem, because we just saw a Braisa about what Rabbi Yehuda says, but we have a Mishnah which seems to go right out against him, where Rabbi Yehuda says something else. Rav Ashi kasha lid Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is a kasha Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, we just read in our Braisa right now, against Rabbi Yehuda, that we're going to see in the Mishnah. Beep, turn the page. Beis on beis. Umukim lo the Braisa Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, he switched it to say, oh, you know what, the Braisa we just read, it's not really Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Now we have two different people and everything's hunky-dory. Now the Gemara is going to ask in a second, what, you could just switch it if you want to switch it because you don't like the way it works? So we're going to answer that in a moment. Umiyam Rabbi Yehuda, Bezvan Azad. Is it really true that Yehuda said that since nowadays we look at the calendars, meaning to say we look at when you read the Megillah, and then you know when Pesach is going to come out, so therefore in Kornos HaLabazman, they don't end up reading it earlier and then counting from there to Pesach, or a Minu. Is it really true that's what he says? But we have a bit of a contradiction because we know that Rabbi Yehuda coming up on Daf Hey is going to say in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, when is it true that we read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, Makom Shenichnasam B'Shenim B'Chamishi, in places where you have the people that are out in the villages, that they come in on the on Mondays and Thursdays. But then we allow you to go 11, 12, and 13. Avam makom she'en nechnasam b'shen nechmishi. And I'll please say you don't go in on Mondays and Thursdays. Then ein koren osa ela b'zmana, you only read it in its time. So it's dependent on whether or not you go in on Mondays and Thursdays, not dependent on whether or not we're b'zmana zev of shemelech of ein koren osa ela b'zmana. Nothing to do with Bismana Zay and Kornos HaLabazman, but rather we have the deciding factors whether or not there are places that come in on Mondays and Thursdays. So the Gemara, Makom Shenichnasam B'Shen Mechamishi Mi Akarinim, but we still see, like we said, that there are times when we read on the coming Mechamishi, Afil Bismana Zay, even nowadays. So what's going on? We have a contradiction to himself against himself. Umukim Lo Lebraisa, Kirby Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, and he set up the Braisa to be of Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, the Gemara, the obvious question, Mishum Dekashel Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, because he had a Kashel Rabbi Yehuda on himself. Therefore, Mukim Lo Lebraisa, Kirby Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, he set up the Braisa of Yosef Yehuda. You just switch it like that. This is Gemara. No, Rav Ashi Shmuel Deikad the Tani like Rabbi Yehuda. He had heard that some people say that this was of Yosef. The Braisa was of Yosef. Was Rabbi Yehuda. Deikad the Tani like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. And some said it as Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And you know, maybe the first time it's like the son. The other one was the father. Maybe the father really meant the son. I mean, the Kashel Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Amar, he said, "Man the Tani like Rabbi Yehuda loved Dafka." The one who said that was Rabbi Yehuda must been he meant loved Dafka. And Man the Tani like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Dafka. And therefore, it wasn't just Stam switching it. Heard people calling Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, and others calling Rabbi Yehuda. And he said it must be the one saying Rabbi Yehuda means Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now we get up to the next part of the Mishnah, and that is that Krachim Ukaf Mukav Moshe Yeshua Ben Nun Karim Chamishasar. That the wall cities from the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, they read it on the 15th. Zok the Heilige, Heilige Gemara, Minani Mili. Where do we know that from? Where do we know that the walled cities read on the 15th? Amar Rava. Rava says the Amar Kura, because we say in the Pasuk, Al Kena Yehudim Aprazim, Hayoshim Ba'aria Prazos. Therefore, if you have, Rashi says, Aprazim is Ir She'in Lochama. It's a city that doesn't have any walls. And we talk Kach, Yeshivasa Nafuts, Parizim, Ruchakim, Mishchunun Shkunun. It's open from one thing to another thing. Very spread out and scattered. He says, "How can I do my prazim? Ayoshim baria prazos. We're sitting in these type of cities, and me the prazim. They read when the pasuk goes on to say. The end of the pasuk says, "How can you do my prazim? Shall be your prazos." Osten is on my boss of the Chodesh Adar, Simcha Mishnah. It says straight up they do it on the 14th. Now, I mean, the present by our boss, for the fact that straight up it says that the unwalled cities do it on the 14th, Mukaf and Mechamishasa, it must be that the walled cities, they do it on the 15th. Rashi says, Sharish Neyamim Ksuvim Sham. There's 2 days it says, the 14th and the 15th. When the 14th already takes a present, then you throw the 15th to the walled cities. Says Gemara, who says, Ve'ema present by our boss, maybe say that the unwalled cities do it on the 14th. Mukaf and Klalu Klalu. But the walled cities, they don't read it all. Rashi says v'chamishasa dechsib b'megillah. It says the 15th. That's talking about Shushan k'derech shenachu bo b'shas anes, because they had the anes going on over there, but nobody else. So, in fact, the Gemara two questions. Number one, it says what v'lav Yisrael ninu? What are you talking about? Are they not Jewish? How can you say they're outside if they're not involved in the mitzvah, that they're going to be involved in Purim? Of course they're going to read. Vodim, furthermore, may Hodu at Kush Ksiv. It says that this all happened from Hodu until Kush. Rashi says, Shekiba Aleim Purim, Tchsiv Yishlach Sfarim B'chol Medina HaMelech HaChashverosh. Now, even though it doesn't say from Hodu to Kush, B'haikra, in the Pasuk, Kiva Tchsiv B'chol Medina HaMelech HaChashverosh, and all Medina HaMelech HaChashverosh, and we know that was from Hodu at Kush. Therefore, of course they're going to be involved. So what do you mean? It says Gemara, Ella. I'm sorry, period. So it's got to be that the 14th is one and the 15th is the other. It says Gemara, Ve'ema Prazim Be'er Be'esar, Mukafim Be'er Be'esar, Uvechamesar. Maybe what it means is that the Prazim, that the unwalled cities, they read it on the 14th. And the walled cities read it on the 14th and the 15th. Kedichsev, Leos Osim is Yom Arba Asar Lechodesh. They should make the 14th of the month of Adar, Ve'es Yom Mechamisha Asar Bechol Shana, and the 15th every year. Oh, so maybe that's what it means. It says Gemara, Iavakasiv Es Yom Arbasar V'chamishasar. It would be the 14th and the 15th. Then Kiddik Amart, I'd agree with you. But Hashad Dechsev Es Yom Arbasar V'Es Yom Chamishasar. We've asked Gemara to split it up. Also, Esu Pasuk explicit. Hani Barbasar V'Hani Chamishasar. These one the 14th. These one the 15th. Period. So now we know that the non-walled city is the 14th, and that leaves over the walled cities for the 15th. This is going for Ema Prazim Bar Beisa. Maybe we mean the walled cities, non-walled cities on the 14th, Mukafim, and the walled cities, Ibo Bar Beisa, if they want to give them the 14th, Ibo Bechamisa, if they want to give them the 15th. Maybe that's what it means. Amakar, no, Bismanehem, like we said in Mamad Aleph, which teaches what? Zman HaShazer, Luz Man HaShazer, this time is not like that time, and each one has to do with their days, the 14th on the 14th, and the 15th on the 15th. In fact, the Gemara, Ve'ema Betleisar, maybe you could say that the walled cities actually read on the 13th. How do you know it's the 15th? It says Gemara Kish Shushan, because you'd be like Shushan. Rashi says Kaven the low Ramaz Lecha Kos of Zmana Mukafin Emas. It didn't say Vashkan Shushan Shosabetesvav. We find there is something done on the 15th. Therefore, Mistaba Osayom Shia the Mukafin. It's also for the Mukafin as well. The walled cities. Ashkechan Asiya. Now, says Gemara, we found Asiya, because the pasuk says, Al kena yudim aprazim, ayosim bari aprazos, osim isyom abasar, lechodesh adar, simcha, mishta. They should have their parties and drinking and be merry and all that shtickle. But zechir minol, how do we know they read the Megillah? Where did we find that from? Krias Megillah. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Meaning Rashi says, Minalan, Shinikvim Zman La Prasma Arbasar, Ha Bahai Kra, the Alkin Yudam Prasm Yosem Arapos, Osim Shamishta, Asiu de Siva. It's not talking about reading Megillah. Amakrav, Hayama Melu Niskarim Venasim. It should be remembered and done. Iskish Zahir Lassia, when we put these two things together and say there's just like you have one of them, you have the one, and also you have to have Zahira and Asiya. Asiya is the parting, and Zahira is reading the Megillah. Now says the Gemara, this almost at the last point here, Masnis in our Mishnah is the Loki Haitana does not work like the following Tana, the Tanya Wellington Abraisa, Rabbi Shumam Karcha Omer. We said that it's Krach, that it's walled cities, and the times Yoshua ben Nun, he says it's Krachamu Kafan Chomam, Yimos Achasverosh, Karbechamishasa. It goes according to the days of Achashverosh. In fact, the Gemara, my time of Rabbi Shumam Karcha, where is he getting that from? Says Ki Shushan, just like Shushan, Ma Shushan Mukafas Chomimios Achashverosh, just like Shushan was from the time of Achashverosh. Vikar Mechamishas, and you read in the 15th. Avkosh Mekosh Chomimios Achashverosh. So do everything out of the walled city from Achashverosh. Kar Mechamishas, you read in the 15th. Vitana Didan, my time. What about our time? It says no. It goes according to Yoshua Ben Nun. Yalev Prazi Prazi. He learns the Gezira Shava from the words Prazi Prazi, which means again, walled cities on walled cities. Ksivach, it says by Asa Megillah, says there, Al Kene Yehudim Aprazim, Uksiv Hasim Levad Me'ori Aprazi Harbi Me'or. The Pasuk in Devarim, it says Levad Me'or Prazim, Nemala Holland, just like the, when it comes to the Pasuk in Devarim, which is talking about when they're coming into the land of Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Yeshua Levad Me'ori Aprazi Harbi Me'od. Just like over there, it's me mostly Yeshua ben Nun. It's dependent on Yeshua ben Nun. Avkar mi yosi Yeshua ben Nun. So they have a gezeira shava. Says Gemara, Bishlam maybe Yeshua ben Karchalo amir Kirtana didan. We understand why he doesn't like Tani didan. The last day prazi prazi, he didn't have the gezeira shava. El Tani didan, my time alo amir Kirbi Yeshua ben Karchalo. Why didn't he only give Yeshua ben Karchalo? That really means from the times of Achashverosh. So he says Gemara, huh? What are you talking about? My time the whole Isli prazi prazi because he does have the gezeira shava. Says Gemara, Hachkama. That's what it means to say. Ella Shushan Davda Kaman. Who's Shushan gonna do like? Loki Prazim, Loki Mukafin. It's not gonna do like either of them. Because it's Shushan is not gonna be like unwalled cities, because we know it's on the 15th. It's also not a walled city, because it didn't have from the Yoshua ben Nun. Amar Rava Vamala Kedi Shani Shushan. Whole Vanessa Vanessa. Don't get Shushan involved here. That's actually because the Nesh was done for it, so the specific rules that apply to it. Bishlam Matali Dunam, we understand Artana, Heinrich Sev. Now we understand what does it mean when it says Medina U Medina Ve'ir Ve'ir, that each city and each particular area, Medina Medina, is coming to tell you. Why does it double up the Lashon? It's coming to Lechalik to make a difference, to split between Bin Mukaf and Chomim Moshe Yeshua Ben Nun, from the times that there was walled cities and times Yeshua Ben Nun. The Mukaf is Chomim Moshe Achashverosh. So the days of Achashverosh. So those are different days that you go and you read. Right? First you read on the 15th of Yeshua Ben Nun, the other one you read on the 14th. And Ir V'ir Nami, we make a distinction, Lechalik Bin Shushan L'Shayaros. That's teaching us between Shushan and other cities. Don't compare them. Right? Just like Shushan reads on one day and other cities, they don't. They read on other days. They read on the 14th. El Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who says that it goes according to the times of Achashverosh, Bishlam of Medina, Medina, we understand that's coming to split. We're reading now in the Lashon of Rashi, Lechalik, in the Gemara. Rashi is doing Girsa. Lechalik bein mukafin choma mimos Achashverosh, l'shein mukafin choma mimos Achashverosh. We make a distinction between the ones that have walled cities, the ones that don't. One's on the 15th, one's on the 14th. El Ir V'ir L'mayosa, what do I need that for? What's that coming to teach me? I don't need it. It's superfluous. It's extraneous. It's redundant. Amalek Rabbi Yishuv Mekarchi says back, well, the Tana Didan, B'nicha, is it even good according to your Tana? Our Tana? Kevin Dislay Prazi Prazi, since he learns Exer Shava Prazi Prazi, and we compare the Omot cities to the Omot cities, the Medina Medina Lamali, why do I need Medina Medina to teach me that I've already learned from the Pasuk? Elakra, Ladarsha, Da'asa, must be coming for a drasha. Oktav Yeshua ben Levi, Da'asa. It's coming like Yeshua ben Levi. Da'am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi came and he said, Kurach v'chola samachlo. If you have a krach, a walled city, and anything that's next to it, v'chola nireim, anything that can be seen from with it, these things are going to be included. Nidun Kakrach, it's like the walled cities, and they're in the 15th. Fascinating. Ad kama, how far is it still considered like a krach? Am Rabbi Yirmi Yitim Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba, Kemechmasan Latveria Mill. It's like this place, Mechmasan. You go from this place, from this one place to Tveria, which is a mill. It says Gemara Valema Mill. Just say mill. What are you saying from here, from A to B, which is a mill? Just say mill. Hakamash Milan. This is coming to teach you an agav point. The Shiura, the mill, Kamava. How much is a mill? If you want to know, it's Kemechmasan Latveria. It's not agav. It's actually a very important point. From Chamasan to Tveria. That is what is the distance of a mill. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.